Hello, and welcome to StarCase Certification segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at StarK. Today, we are going to meet Chava. Chava is the most organized mother of 10 that I know. How organized is she? She is the type to buy enough school snacks in September to last her children until December. Before she goes out to find the latest munchies to fill their knapsacks, let's discuss their potential kashrus concerns. Chava, next to the potato, the most important ingredient in potato chip manufacturing is the frying oil. Most potato chip products are fried in pure vegetable oil, cottonseed, peanut, or soybean. Today, most oil refineries carry reliable kosher certification on their vegetable oils. But Chava, do you know that even if the label states made with pure vegetable oil, that is no assurance that the oil is kosher? All vegetable oils require kosher certification. In addition, not all chips are fried in vegetable oil. Traditional Amish potato chip lovers have always enjoyed their thicker, kettle-cooked potato chips fried in lard. These potato chips are obviously not kosher. Today, some kettle chips are fried in pure vegetable oil to copy their lard kettle chip counterpart, in appealing to today's health-conscious consumer. If the same kettles are used interchangeably to process both types, even though all the ingredients are 100% kosher and so indicated on the ingredient panel, the 100% vegetable potato chip is considered non-kosher. Since the consumer has no way of knowing whether the equipment was kosherized between uses, a reliable kosher certification symbol on a package of kettle chips is required. And Chava, do you know that every company has its unique blend of flavors and seasonings, and it is not uncommon to find potentially compatible kosher-approved and non-kosher seasonings in a spice room inventory. Also, certain seasonings, such as ranch seasonings, can be kosher dairy or be seasoned with non-kosher cheese. Others, such as salt and vinegar seasoning, could be kosher pariv, kosher dairy, or non-kosher. A mashgiach must be alert and aware of cross-seasoning possibilities. Let's look at pretzels now, Chava. Do you know that pretzels require shortening and dough conditioners for their basic recipe? Even plain pretzel varieties now use flavor blends in their dough enhancers requiring strict kosher certification. Also, pretzel flavors can be dairy, making both the pretzel and the baking lines dairy. Pretzel equipment can also be presented with problems when hollow pretzel varieties are stuffed with cheese or coated with cheese flavorings. These are relevant kosher concerns because pretzels are baked directly on belts that feed into large pretzel ovens. If a company produces cheese pretzels, the kosher of the production lines could be seriously jeopardized for all their pretzel products. Lastly, Chava, you should know that the same potential kosher concerns exist for every other kind of crunchy snack, whether it is corn chips, popcorn, cheese curls, or onion rings, regarding oils, flavorings, and common equipment. No matter what the snack, the kosher consumer has to crunch with care. Well, Chava, consider yourself StarK informed. To learn more about the kashrus of snack foods, visit our website, www.star-k.org, and click on the archived Kashrus Currents article, Kashrus Goes Crunch. Until next time, take care.